Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You're just tuning into the Madhouse.
Special guest,
Margaret Cho is in the building. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Comedian Margaret Cho is
yes.
in the building. Let me say that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Madhouse. You've witnessed a lot this morning. Are you okay?
I have. I'm enjoying it.
You enjoy yourself, though?
I am.
It's your first time in Charlotte?
No, I've been here quite a few times.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you like Charlotte?
I do.
All right.
I do.
All right, so now you heard our game, Are You Black Smart?
I heard your game, and I thought the questions were very challenging. I didn't know that about the Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
Mm. Yep.
Are you familiar with Bone Thugs and Harmony?
I do. I remember them very well. I mean, I think that I'm sort of more of a Boys to Men.
Okay.
But I think that era was a really rich time.
For yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, 90s right. music, that's the best.
I thought so.
Music.
That's my era.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But yes, I loved it.
So we want to play with you. Are we Korean smart?
Yes.
So you got questions for us.
I have some questions. They're food related. Mm. So my first question is, what animal do Koreans love to eat while they're still alive?
Cats.
Oh, no. Oh, while they're alive?
Cats.
While they're alive?
It's actually dogs. Excuse me.
Is it squid?
Close. Very close.
Octopus.
All right, yes.
Yes!
Yay!
Jessica got it right.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Jessica just gave us spirit fingers.
I'm Korean smart! Yay!
You got to get two of the three questions correct. You only got one.
That was just one question, Jessica.
Y'all didn't get it.
I missed it. I did. I said cat.
We need to make this a collaborative effort.
Sorry for y'all.
What other question you got for us?
Okay. What do they use to cut it with, the octopus? Not a knife, but close. Well, I mean, Koreans don't really like to use knives. So what do they use to cut up their food?
Chopsticks?
Sometimes, but close. But
she said close.
It's close. There's two parts to it.
What's the shark? The sawshark. Sawfish.
Sawfish.
It's a sawfish?
It got the
scissors.
Sawfish.
That's it. Scissors.
Scissors.
Really?
Wow. I am killing this game.
Practically Korean.
You bought Korean.
It's radio, Mike. Nobody saw that.
Justin, you bought Korean. You can still go to the nail shop.
Yes. Okay.
I'm just one of the people that just pick anybody when she's doing fantasy football and end up winning the whole league but don't know nothing about football.
You're just upset because I beat you last year in our football pool.
She did beat you. What's our last question?
Your last question is, what vegetable is kimchi made out of?
Kimchi?
Kimchi.
Yeah.
Kimchi sounds like it's
That's
made
not a person?
Kimchi. It's a dry queen. Kimchi is a
really?
Dry queen. Yes.
Burpee, your brother might know him.
Maybe.
Yeah. She was a runner-up on Drag
what
Race.
Vegetable?
RuPaul?
On RuPaul.
Oh, my brother.
Kimchi.
Definitely.
Vegetables.
What
vegetables?
Let's think
kimchi.
About what
it's
vegetables
kind of a trick question.
Oh.
Do we think?
Because it's made from fruit.
Actually, there is a... That actually is... correct, because there is a kind of kimchi that's made out of fruit.
Mm.
So you got it.
So kimchi. Yes, we are all Korean smart.
Yes.
But what is it?
What is it?
It's a good question, because everything. All vegetables can be made out of kimchi. And actually all fruits. There's a way to make fruit out of kimchi too.
So what exactly, is kimchi?
Kimchi is pickled vegetables. So it's pickled like it's pickled cabbage, but they bury it in the ground. And it kind of sometimes smells like a porta potty, but it's delicious.
It smells like porta potty, and I'm gonna eat that.
It's really good.
Tom, don't do that because we chilling.
Yeah,
so don't do that.
Like,
I don't eat.
Yeah.
But the entire time that we are trying to figure it out, Butterfingers is over here whispering,
like, "Yeah,
pickle,
yeah,
pickles."
You eat that
pickles,
Butterfingers?
Like he knew it.
Man, Kimchi was a Korean soul.
Okay.
It's delicious.
But I said he is cultured.
Coming up, man, we got more with Margaret Cho. Margaret, you actually got to be hanging out at the Comedy Zone.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll be there all weekend.
Starting tonight?
Starting tonight, and two shows Friday and two shows Saturday.
Okay.
Margaret, I've been waiting to ask you this. With your type of comedy that you do,
yes,
you hit on some political things,
yes.
And a lot of with people nowadays, a lot of people are very, very sensitive.
Yes, yes.
Has that changed your style of comedy? Do you find it harder to write your jokes and things?
No, I don't think so. I mean, because I think like you have to just go for it, and everything is really, you know, just it's exciting now to do comedy and to be in the sort of culture of outrage and people get crazy, and mm-hmm. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
But I mean, my background is my mentor was Joan Rivers, and so she was always about,
wow,
go for it, kid, just go for it. They're very into it. So I think that's my tradition.
What is the one thing that you learned from Joan Rivers? To have Joan Rivers as a mentor, that's huge.
She was always very encouraging, and they're always gonna want you, kid. They're never gonna not want you. Actresses kind of grow out of the profession, but comedians stay in the game for a long time. So that's what she taught me.
Yeah.
Is it true what they said about Joan, that she has sticky notes literally everywhere jokes on them?
If you sat on like a balcony, you could see all of the note cards on the stage, and she would look down, and it was all right there. Really? But she had a million jokes. Mm. I mean, she had a big cabinet that she would store all of her jokes in, and she was just amazing. Like, she kept everything, she wrote everything down, which I never did all that. I never documented it all, but she did.
Wow.
That's dope.
That's amazing. Margaret, you're tatted up over here.
I have a lot of tattoos.
How many tattoos do you have?
I think I have like 80.
80 tattoos?
80 tattoos.
Wow. That's a crazy amount of tattoos.
Really?
How old were you when you got your first tattoo?
Oh, like 30?
And so what was it?
Oh, wow. It was a giant one on my stomach and my back. So all the
you started big.
Well, I grew up with people who were very tattooed, so that sort of it was the eventual reality of me.
As she moves her hair back, and she has about 30 earrings. Also.
I know, I'm really pierced. I'm really tattooed.
Jessica loves all of that.
Yeah, oh, yes. I do. I do.
She's pierced, and she's
how
tattooed.
You do your mom a lot.
Yes.
Coming back, I want to know, how does your mom react to your tattoos?
Okay.